Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
You are not the only one.
was Dominic, David, Braden, all of them did the same to you. Marquis, LeSean, and Brian, all of them had their way with you. Ever so often you get lost and miss out on everything. Shout out to Chrissy, that's my bitch, cause she tells me everything. And I was not the only one. I was not the only one. So I was the only one.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. Make sure you guys are still tuned in. It's Tell All Radio, nothing but sex, nothing but fucking, nothing but sexually stimulating conversations and intense thoughts and feelings. So definitely keep it tuned in. Don't go nowhere. We're going to keep it moving. Keep the movement. Keep the music going for you guys. And, definitely, definitely keep going, alright? We'll be right back.
We do not exist in any other instance. We don't use protection. I find myself reading no text messages when I'm bored. We find ourselves sex until that connection is restored. I know that sounds immature, but if we never grow up, then I'm wishing good luck on the seats that's inside this porch. Come to me, come to me. Look at what you've done to me. You put a gun to me, then you brought the sun to me. Shine like blood diamonds, learning to have patience only cause you are timeless. The universe energy doesn't lie, and this chemistry is infinity at a million times. I wrote a million rhymes describing your star power, and after 24 bars, you get 24 hours.
Oh yeah, there's no place quite like you. There's no better time than now. You gotta stay ready, yeah. There's no place quite like you. There's no better time than now. That's why I stay ready.
Tell All Radio Live. Radio Live.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? What's popping, everybody? I'm officially back in business. Like, I've been out for a little bit. I'm super excited to be back. I'm just very ecstatic, and it feels like the first time all over again. So, definitely excited about today. We're going to have a great time. Like always, we're going to, you know, keep it going and keep everything stimulating and keep everybody feeling good. First and foremost, we got to give my shout out on, first and foremost, to God, who is so amazing and so wonderful. And without him, you know, we couldn't have sex. So we have to definitely thank him for that. So a shout out to the Six Men Radio team that we do our thing every week from Monday until Sunday. We get it in. We definitely get it in. Like I said, if you guys want to go and check those other shows out, all you have to do is go to www.6manradio.40.net, and all the shows are listed up there. You could definitely go and check all those shows out. I believe there are past shows up there as well, but check, you know, some other stuff out if you want to just go back a few. Like I said, all the shows are dope, so you definitely want to go check them out, period. Also, shout out to you guys. Like, I've missed you guys so much. Like, you just do not know. My schedule has been crazy, so I'm super, like I said, super excited to be back doing the show again. So we're definitely going to keep it going. I do have some callers on the line that want to come in and talk. And like I said, tonight I really don't have a topic, just kind of, you know, open it up for anything. So whatever you want to talk about, definitely hit me up. Number is 646-478-3599. Hit that one, and I'll definitely look popping. So I'm going to go to my first caller, see what they're talking about. So, Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Princess Jazzy. Welcome back. Where you been?
Hi, Green. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you.
I've been so busy, like crazy.
Well, you missed maybe seven shows, so you should be on the next 7 days by yourself.
Not even. No, my schedule definitely won't let me do that. No.
Why not?
But yeah, I definitely have a lot of things going on, so now I'm more settled. So hopefully it won't interfere.
Yeah, your voice sounds really, really great tonight. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw some of those pictures you posted. I'm good. I missed you. I'm glad you're back. It's about time.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you missed me. I'm really glad. I feel special.
Yeah, well, you see you're on 2 hours tonight. It's one, huh? I mean, it's something. But usually you're on 2 hours. I mean, it's something.
Yeah,
you're on 1 hour.
Well, you know, tonight it's a late. I'm getting a late start. So
yeah,
I'm only
going to
be on for 1 hour.
Yeah, like every week your show is posted, and then all of a sudden it gets pulled down.
Yeah. Because, like, I honestly, like, I really want to do the show for you guys, like, these past few weeks. And I posted, like, I, you know, made episodes and everything. And then it's always something, like, that just prevents me from doing it, so I have to cancel it, and it's horrible.
Yeah, you're looking good in all your pictures.
Well, thank you.
Even the one where you said the scale said you were 200 pounds.
I know, like, I'm getting fat. Like, don't say that out loud. Don't tell nobody.
No, you fat. Like, no, you don't look, you look like you're 100 pounds.
Let's keep that between us. That's not
Yeah, you're always carrying your son around. Your son probably weighs like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And your son's like 5 already, and you're still carrying him around.
Yeah.
So you can definitely lose weight. You won't bulk up.
I hope not. I've been kind of doing it kind of just a little bit because I'm naturally muscular anyway.
No, so you look amazing.
I don't want to get too muscular. Like, that would be just
hey, it's not
extra.
How you look. It's what you're capable of. But you look good. I mean, your outfits you be rolling. I mean, all your pictures look good. You look really happy in those pictures.
I am. I'm always happy.
Yeah, you got doing those new websites. You finally showed you on Six Man, the website. You finally showed you on Block Talk. Ooh, you need to have your own site, 40, where all your shows up there, just all your shows.
I do. I got to get back on. And you know what? Like, people have been telling me that for, like, 2 years now. So it's like, I need to do it. I just haven't really taken the time out to do it. But I will do it before the end of this year. Like,
yeah,
I will definitely have it done.
People need to see how amazing you are. Yes, I've been on with you over the past year, but you even did this show even before I was here. Let people see.
Yeah.
Even though I come back, I'm not even one of the original callers.
Yeah, I know.
But I've been on here. I could have been,
you.
But... Well, I know you do. It's like you need to come back next week. Every
definitely.
Week, you'll
be
on
be
the 2 hours
week.
Again. Well, we
don't,
we'll make
back
sure.
Next week, but I don't think it's going to be the whole 2 hours. I would
definitely try
to do at least an hour and a half. Just because, you know, my schedule right now, it's like, you know, I'm not available until after 9 o'clock.
Well, so, that's fine. Prime time.
Yeah, so I'll probably do like an hour and a half next week. Maybe 2 hours. Well, I could do 2 hours. I could just, you know, start at 9:30 and then end at 11:30.
Yeah, some people have 3 hour shows. You could have like a 4 hour show.
Yeah. I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm going to definitely try to get that in next week.
Oh, so definitely. You make sure you come back next week. I might act crazy if you're not here.
Don't go crazy. How you know? Huh?
How you know?
I said don't go crazy. I don't know if
you
would.
If you're not here, you know, you weren't here for the longest time. So who knows what could happen.
I know.
That
it's
time.
Been like, for real, it's been like a month and a half, for real, since I did my show.
No, you haven't been on since January. We're almost in April.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah,
but
you
know why? I broke my computer. And then, yeah, so I was at commission for a minute. And then I bought a new one. And all the stuff that I had, you know, it erased off my computer.
How come you can't do the show on your cell phone?
You know, I can. I'm not completely secure with that. You know what I mean? Like,
people
my phone
might have
could cut off. Somebody could call, you know, while I'm doing the show.
You change your number because you don't want me ever calling you.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you told me if you were single for a year when my birthday comes around, you were still single, you would...
I told you that?
What did your old episode? This was last year. You were like, oh, if I don't have a man for a year, I'll be with you. That's what you said. Well, let's go through one of these old shows. I remember you said that. Like, I think this was in June or July. You were on that show. Make sure everybody goes to
this
Business Jazz, these old
I'm
shows. No, we're not doing it. Just make sure everybody listens to the show. She's very popular, and make sure you hear every show she does. She's really good. She always very clear. Hopefully more people call up. If nobody calls up, you got
definitely.
Me agree, but you could always... But people call up, you know, let it be known. She's the best one on here.
Cut it.
Welcome Jasmine back in the building. The princess is in the house. Your majesty is here. I will let it be known. You're cute and adorable. That's what you are. Oh, yeah. I'm going to make sure you have a good audience. Make sure you do it 2 hours next week, too.
Definitely
you got to be back.
Definitely
what happened to the soundbite at the beginning?
You said what?
What happened to your soundbite at the beginning? That could erase too, or your sound bites?
Yeah, like all that. Like I actually do everything. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but you still have your YouTube page, your Twitter page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right, well, I'm staying right here for the next, I guess, 30 minutes because you're only going to be on another 30 more minutes. You really should be on longer.
Yeah. That's it. But next week, I promise I will try and do the whole 2 hours. So.
Oh, you think you swear?
I said I'll try.
Oh, good. You remember the last time I made you pinky swear? You broke the pinky swear, but I still forgive you. I know God forgive you. One of his people. God created you.
Absolutely.
But you enjoy well, your job.
It was nice hearing from you. I appreciate you so much for hanging in there with me.
Oh, you know I was. You know I haven't been here since you've been gone.
Definitely.
You know how I am.
I know. You're devoted. I see it.
Faithful.
Wow.
If you haven't had that.
Yeah. I want to take some other callers, but definitely
okay,
I know you're not
going
to
go
nowhere. So.
I'm on. Make sure y'all call up right up the phone. She needs it.
All right, Green.
Bye, Princess Jazzy.
All right, bye. Three guys. Tell all radio, nothing but sex, nothing but fucking, nothing but stimulating, erotic conversation. Call up, kick it with me, the number is 646-478-3599. Princess Jazzy. I'm bringing another caller in. What's up? How you feeling? Hello?
What's up?
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I had to make sure I was on. I thought I was going to be first. I don't feel special right now.
Yeah, whatever.
So you already know who you're talking to, right?
I know who I'm talking to. What's
who
up, Minno?
It is. I just needed to hear that.
What's
happening? I'm glad you're back on. I'm like the little guy that was kissing your ass earlier, but I'm not going to go to that extreme. And I got to let you know I got my brother with me. Yo, Loke in the house, you know what I'm saying?
What up?
What up?
What up?
Little boy. What's good, y'all?
Oh, my goodness. How are y'all? What y'all doing?
Hey, we just chilling. We're looking, getting beats up, you know what I'm saying? We've been in the studio. We've been doing it, you know what I'm saying? I heard about, you know, you told me you was in the studio, like, what, a week ago? And you still ain't emailing me no track. I'm trying to see what's
Listen,
good. I'm still trying to get on your
me.
Joint.
You just heard me say my schedule was crazy. Don't do that.
I know.
Don't put
me
on blast.
Crazy, but still, you know the email.
Don't put me on blast. Don't do that.
I got to do it. I got to do it. Because usually this is an open forum. We can talk about sex, but I'd rather talk about you sending me some beats. So
okay,
I can make a
listen.
Sex song.
Okay, so this is a sex talk radio. So yeah, you're only talking about sex. So. All
right. When the last time you bust a good nut, then? How about that?
Oh my gosh! Last night. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you guys. Okay.
Can you tell me about it?
I have to really get into this. Okay, so I purchased a new toy, which I'm super excited about.
I'm sure.
This one is a dildo. It's not the bullet. So I'm nervous, but I'm excited because I know that it's going to be, like, extremely...
Yes. Erotic.
It's gonna be so good. Like, it's gonna be so intense. But
I mean,
like, I'm scared because it's kind of big, and y'all know I don't get none on a regular basis. So
yeah, you close.
It's kind of tight down
here.
There.
Right,
it's
kind of
tight in that area, so
but that's a good thing.
You know, I'm kind of nervous.
It's always good to be tight. Then loses the goose.
Yeah.
Nobody likes
it,
a Google.
It's always painful, you know, when you're
I mean, once you get it going, I mean the penetration, the opening up, you know, it's gonna hurt a little bit because it's always a little pain with pleasure. You got to remember that. But you got to make sure you get wet up. So you know.
Well, you know, I'm always wet.
See, that's what I'm saying. the witness just overpower the pain after a while.
I don't know. I'm just nervous. I haven't stuck it in yet. Like, I've only been, like, playing with my clit with it, but I haven't, like, put it all the way in my vagina.
You control that. You know what I'm saying? If it starts hurting, you just ease back out. That's your hand.
But, you know what? Tina likes that rough stuff.
I bet Tina do.
She likes that rough stuff, so I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm excited about it.
I almost forgot what Tina was until you said that. You named your pussy Tina.
Yes.
I had to remember that.
My pussy, for those of you who are new and you don't know who Tina is my vagina. I have named her. She has a personality of her own. She will do whatever she wants to do. So, yeah.
That's not good.
Shout out to
Tina. That's how they get you in trouble. You got to keep Tina on the rap.
Well, you know what?
Your woman said, did you find a man yet?
Did I find a man yet? That is a very difficult question.
She said that is a very difficult question. So basically, she's complicated at the moment.
Yeah. It's complicated, you know.
You got to figure out what's going on. I mean, Yo Loke is a good dude. And I believe he feel like he can fulfill all orgasmic needs.
You think so?
I don't know. I only speak for me. But see, you be tripping on me, so just walk on by.
Oh, and like, I really cannot have this conversation with you because I don't even look at you in that way. I don't look at you in that way.
You have a homie, a big brother. But I'm not your brother. There's no same blood is not running in our veins. That's just how that goes. If I see you and I'm like, hey, what's good, Miss Jazz? I speak to you. But then if you looking good, I'ma speak on it. Even though
I know you will.
Brother, sister, bond. But if you looking good, I'm saying, God damn, that's looking right, y'all. I'ma tell you.
You silly.
Okay. Good question, Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke, so when are you going to come back through and do the interview for us? I mean, we want to take you on this journey of, we could be going somewhere, you could be going somewhere, but it all starts with a journey. And you are already in the media, and we trust your instinct, and you are very lovely to look at holding the microphone. So therefore, we would love to be interviewed by you. And you know what a microphone looks like.
This is the thing. Like, y'all know damn well I don't do no more interviews on my show unless you talking about fucking.
That's what I'm saying. This is us. Not your show. This is us. We want you to do the interview. But we going to post it, broadcast it on our own. But we want you to be the beautiful interview lady.
Let me know when y'all want to do it, and I'll make sure that I'm there.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey. Mark the date. She said, when we ready, let her know. If her schedule is clear, she would do it. Yeah, we all got to win. We try to start something new this year. Instead of joining the haters or ignoring them, we're not going to be them. We're going to support everybody that's trying to do anything positive.
Definitely. Like, everybody should support everybody, even if, you know, you probably might not like them.
But you
should still support their craft.
Word. But this is what I'm saying. Since I say that, I'm gonna get you some applicants to give you your first orgasm. Mr. Locust first.
Not applicants.
Applicants, because I don't know what you like. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get the applicant, and they're gonna fill out the application. I'm gonna read it all to you. Because he's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets first dibs.
I need to know how big his dick is. I need to know.
Oh, he can email you all that. Just want to know how large the wiener is.
I need to know, like, what positions he's trying to put me in.
What positions are you trying to put me in? All that good nasty stuff.
all that good nasty stuff. Like, that's what I need to know. I need to know, like, if it's super wet, is his dick long enough so it won't slip out?
He on
like,
this shit now. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what he said. Exquisite positions comes from exquisite taste. You know what I'm saying? So he's a sexual connoisseur. So therefore, you may not even know what position he's putting you in, but you're going to feel the pleasure and maybe a little pain. I don't know, but see, he's my brother, so I know my family tree, we got big trunk. That's all I'm saying. We don't play around on this end.
OMG, not big trunk.
Word. Yes. No games.
Well, trust me, like, I've had some big ones, and trust and believe, just because it's big don't mean you know what you're doing. So
I give you that. A lot of women experience that sadness. How you got them crippling and don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You
know, like,
right?
Because
there are a lot of women with pretty lips but can't suck a dick for shit.
I don't understand that. Like, I'm still working on it. Like, I'm practicing. Like, on my dildo now. Like, I practice. Like, how
see,
to do
this
it.
Man is so cultured. You don't even have to, he don't have to have sex with you to make you orgasm. So he's from enough. He's
he
got to
put
in.
The dick in me. I'm sorry. Like, it
got
to go in.
Oh, he said the dick got to go in her. That's only she's going to orgasm. The dick got to go in.
It got to go in. I don't even want to hear what he's talking about.
See, that's proof that you don't have a lot of sex. That's proof right there. You may have had your amount of sex, but you ain't had a lot of sex. And then it wasn't all that good.
No, it wasn't good.
She had a lot of bad sex at her time.
Trust me, I've had some.
It's okay. He can bring you to the light. It's all right.
He is a trip. That's funny.
Word. I mean, it can.
I hope he can walk the walk that he's talking.
She said she hope you can walk the walk. He's the same with you. Don't start talking if you ain't going to back it up. And he mean more than that ass. You got to back up everything.
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 You crazy. Y'all crazy, for real.
Nah, but you know we have to.
Well, I definitely appreciate you guys calling up and talking to me.
Yes.
That was really nice.
You know what I mean? You gotta let other people talk to you. I know. It's so short.
Yeah, I got other people on the
line. You know, this is probably the most exciting part of the show. You know, Leno in the building.
No, whatever. Bye.
Yo, Loki in the cut, you know what I'm saying? You know, I do the race for you. I'm here for you. I got you.
You crazy, for real.
You better
y'all
know
crazy.
It. Click all,
right.
All day. All right. Be good, baby.
All right, y'all. See, I always get those crazy people that call in and start acting crazy. That's one of them crazy people. Definitely. I'm going to bring the next caller in and see what's up with them. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Yo, what's going on, Jazzy?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. VA.
Who is calling?
Dre,
wow.
It's good.
Been like ages. In my ages. That's crazy. Like, wow. Hi, how are you?
I'm getting better.
That's good. That's great.
I said, let me hit my Jazzy up and let her know she wasn't forgotten.
Yeah, Did I see how you forgot about me? Yeah.
No, I didn't forget about you. I lost my phone. I had to get another phone.
Well, it's nice hearing from you. So I'm not going to complain right now.
Are you
not? I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to, no. But yeah.
Funny.
I haven't been on for a while. I don't know, you know, if you've called into the show in a while. But yeah. This is my first time back in like almost 2 months.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm excited. I'm feeling quite excitable right now.
It must have been fate to make me call when you came back.
Exactly. That's crazy.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know, to represent VA, you know, in the building.
Definitely. So, yeah, and right now we're just kicking it. It's my first day back in a while. And we're just having an open conversation. Whatever you want to talk about is what we can talk about for the next few minutes. And, yeah, so what do you want to talk about? Do you have anything on your mind that is...
Just you.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about my toy?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I was really like a little kid in a, well, that's a really weird analogy, but I was really like a little kid in a candy store. Like, when I first got it, I was like, oh, yes. Like, I got a toy, like, because, you know, I broke my other one. So, I'm so excited to have this one, but it's a dildo. And I've never really experienced a dildo before, so it's interesting.
How can I give you my new contact? I don't know how you want to do that.
You can give it to me in a minute. I'm actually going to put you on hold, but thanks so much for calling in, and then I will talk to you in just a second. Like, don't hang up.
All right.
Okay. All right, shout out to VA. I cut him off. VA in the motherfucking building. But yeah, definitely shout out to Dre. He's definitely, I'm so excited to have, like, you know, my callers that normally, you know, used to call in. So super exciting that to see that they still rock on me after 2 months of a hiatus. Like, that's so sweet. I'm really so special. But we're actually going to take a break, go to some music. And yeah, we're going to get this party crack-lacking. So don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back. And yeah, still already nothing but sex, nothing but fucking, nothing but that nasty, freaky stuff. Alright, we'll be right back.
Hey. It may seem like on fire. It's been a little burnt out. We're tired. We only need to stay close. In time, the spark will fly.
We fly too.
It may seem like.
And we fly too. Baby, you deserve a whole enchilada, Gucci and Prada. Toast to the days when I didn't have a dollar. You stuck around even when the world frowned on me. Kicked me when I was down and so they clowned on me. Down for me, my homie, you better believe. I know your homegirl said you should leave. And know you was tired like the Michelin Man. What if Gina would've listened to Pam? Now they hate to see us last this long. When they get my album, probably pass this song. Thought they knew me well. Money can't buy your happiness, that's true as hell. But happiness ain't buy your ass as new as hell. I love you like the fat kid love cake and shit. I love you like the bad kid love breaking shit. Ride or die chick, fighting insecurity. Wanna ring in my last name for security. And we fly too.
It may seem like our time has been a little burnt out. We're tired. We only need to stay close. And
our
sparks will fly.
And we fly too. Yeah. And we fly too. Hey, I know my style ain't perfect. I know my smile ain't perfect. Nigga ain't perfect, it's true. Funny though I'm perfect for you. All the time I seen worth it for you. She put up with this shit like she worth it, it's so true. Now what you crying for? She said you ain't gon' settle down. What you lying for, lying for? She want that old thing back. Same day, the same thing we both seen that. Love is war, end up on the floor. Baby, you only lose when you don't swing back. I say those words hoping that you fight for a nigga like I fight for you. Like I fight temptations every night for you. And though I slip, only girl in my life is you.
It may seem like our fire has been a little burnt out.
And we fly too.
It may seem like our time has been a little burnt out. We're tired, we only need to stay close. And the sparks will fly.
And we fly too. And we fly too.
Tell All Radio Live.